Roseanne Barr, yesterday and today you made a shocking announcement. You're not running for one, but two
it's
heads
a
of state.
For, yes, and I have announced it on Pacifica Radio in LA, where I do a show. They are gracious enough to allow me to come down there and rant whenever I want to on KPFK Tuesdays at 3. And that is where I announced it initially, plus my website, RoseanneWorld.com, where I, announced it about 5 years ago. No, 8 years ago, two elections ago. But I'm still running for it, and I decided to actually get up from the computer and run this time and physically go to the places and make the speeches. I'm running for joint President of the United States and Prime Minister of Israel. It's a twofer. It's of great value. I'm going to save millions of dollars, save thousands of lives. I'm going to fix every problem in the world because I have spent my life, 57 years, in prayer and meditation. And, I got the answers for some reason. I'm just a channel for truth and the higher gospel of my new religion. I can't really be in any, I'm a Jew, but I can't really any longer support anything about blood cults and stuff because it's just kind of, also I feel like any book that says kill gays or burn witches, I can't go there no more. It's irrelevant. So I'm starting a new religion for thinkers, and it's called the Church of Common Sense. And it's based on solutions to problems, which, like solutions, and we seek solutions everywhere, including the world's wisdom literature, if it ever says anything good, which you got to sift through a lot of it to find something relevant or good. But there is something in there, so we do consult it on occasion. But mostly it's irrelevant. And it's like I'm trying to jumpstart the world into the golden age because that's what I feel that all women my age, that's what we're here to do. And I'm, also a Kabbalist, and that's kind of what the, Kabbalah says, that the age of Aquarius is where the souls of women who first heard the 10 utterances of God on Mount Sinai are to be reborn to usher the entire planet into the new age. So I know I'm one of them because, I'm doing it. Plus, I also know I used to be Cleopatra. I was Cleopatra in a former life. No matter what any of these other waitresses out here say, and they're all saying they're Cleopatra, but they're not. I was, though, and I'm trying to rebirth the spirit of Cleopatra, too, because Cleopatra was a master of permaculture and of creating a city that actually worked for the benefit of all instead of the benefit of a few at the expense of many. She was a genius, and all we have to do is just copy what she did, and plus these other like 10 suggestions, the new kind of 10, I don't call them commandments, but 10 suggestions, and the world, nothing much has to change, and it will all run smooth, and it'll be heaven on earth for every child here.
Yesterday, I heard you speak, and then I
liked how you stared at me the whole time.
thank you. People hearing this, I'll have to take your word for it. Yesterday, after you spoke in Code Pink at an event, I went and told my mom and my aunt, and they said they didn't know about the history of Mother's Day. I thought it was just a Hallmark event.
Oh, yeah.
But this is an important occasion that brings you here to D.C.
Yes. It's the day that mothers decided to coalesce their combined power, which I hope to do again every Mother's Day. And that's what I'm calling for, next Mother's Day. This was like, the place where mothers will come together to transform everything that needs to be transformed. And we know how to do it. And we know how to do it cheap, way cheaper than these friggin' nutcases they got running stuff. And I've sort of implement, or I've thought of the structure of a society that would enable utopia. And it's just time for all of us to start talking about utopia. What is it? What does it look like? How would it work? Because everybody is just lost in these little boxes where they repeat the program over and over that they've been fed their entire lives, usually through religion. It's a brainwashing thing. And they just stay inside the problem, regurgitating what they've been told to think and say. But this is outside all boxes. It's a new world where we will actually remake the world from hell that we've allowed it to become into heaven. And we can do it. And I think the first step of doing it is, well, we have to know what does it look like. We have to have visions of it. We have to have visionaries who talk about it. We have to talk about it like it's a real and possible thing, because it is. It is. So.
Lastly, Roseanne.
That to me, that's really about all that stuff is my Mother's Day thing, because it's like, wow, women taking power, mothers taking power. It's like the ultimate of, it's the solution to everything.
Lastly, Roseanne Barr, you were standing on your soapbox.
Yes.
A box with the word soap on it.
Yes.
Can you talk about the media? That's you've been in and around both corporate media and KPFK.
Uh-huh.
And now you're standing on a soapbox to get the message out.
That's correct. That is correct, and because that is the only method I have of saying anything that I said here today. Anything about solutions, anything about the pedophile priesthood and war as a business, and women propping all of that up because of their basically being afraid or drugged. Those are not things that you can find on any media at all. And I did try. I thought that I was famous or whatever it is, powerful enough or whatever it is, view worthy or whatever, to say these things. But these things are just not interesting to people. Like the fact that if I would say that, you know, Chernobyl is the equivalent of 16 nuclear wars, and it's already happened, the war that all the peace people are going around saying they're going to prevent, it already happened. And but you can't tell people that because they just simply don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that, you know, they're going to privatize water, drinking water. And, you know, they don't want to hear about Haiti. They don't want to hear about oil spills. They don't want to hear anything. That's a bummer. So, you know, the most thing that they don't want to hear about in corporate media and in all its forms, they don't want to hear anything feminist at all. And they pretty much think that they silenced that one, and they pretty much did. But I like being in the park on a soapbox. But, I mean, it might as well, because to me the real joy isn't even the speaking it thing, although I do get a great joy from speaking it and speaking it in public, because I think it needs to be out there. But the great joy for me comes in the thinking it up. I just love it that, you know, I sit there and I have ideas that are original. It's like awesome. And the energy that flows through me when I get an original idea, it just, like all the hairs on my body stand up, you know, and I just feel that I'm in the zone, and it's a high. It's a great high that never dissipates.
Rosanarchy.
Yes, the Rosanarchy. That's the new wave. That's what I'm calling it. The new age. The Rosanarchy. Yeah.
Thanks so much,
Whatever.
Roseanne Barr.
Hey, thanks for talking to me. Rock.